Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna, grace to you, Jesus is Lord.
Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, we are still on the Beatitudes, and we looked at quite a number of them. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We looked at blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which mourn. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Amen to Jesus. And we understood that this Beatitude actually is the attitude for those who are in Christ Jesus. And it's a blessed attitude, and it comes with a blessing. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
I've understood that these attitudes are manifested as a proof of the blessing. Amen. So it's not, the blessing is not having more houses, more cars, and every of that. The blessing is manifesting the life of God. Amen to Jesus. And actually, when you manifest these attitudes, you are actually shining the light of Christ, and you are being the salt of the earth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And so it's very important for every born again child of God to see to it that these attitudes are manifested in our lives on a daily basis. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah to Jesus. Today we're looking at another of the Beatitudes, which is blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Now we need to understand something, that God is a God of peace. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
He's a God of peace. His love for peace is what made him send Jesus to die for us, his son Jesus, because man was at war with God. And man was one who actually began the war. Amen.
Amen.
But God sought to bring peace. A peace lover is somebody who is not the cause of the trouble, but seeks to see an end to the trouble. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, more often when you are the cause of the trouble, and maybe the trouble has become too much for you, you're not looking for peace. You're actually not a peacemaker. Praise God forevermore. You just got overwhelmed by the trouble that you caused, and then you sought for peace. And maybe if the trouble was not yet overwhelming you, you'd have still continued in the what? In the trouble. Praise God forevermore. But now that it's overwhelming you, now you are seeking for peace. But a true peacemaker is somebody that he is not the cause of the trouble. Are you getting what I'm saying? He will never cause trouble. When people bring trouble, then there's trouble between him and people, he seeks to bring what? Peace. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And that is what the Father God did concerning humanity. The Bible says Jesus had made peace with all, between man and God. Man was one who created the trouble. Man was one who created the war. Man was one who created the unrest. But God the Father sought to create peace. And this attitude, it's not, peace is not, as it were, the inability to act, or the inability to be violent, or the inability to go to war. Peace is the ability to go to war, but the refusal to go to war. Peaceful people most often peaceful people are stronger than troublesome people. That's the actual fact. Peaceful people are always stronger than troublesome people. They have the strength, they have the resources, they have the arsenal, they have everything you need, they need to go to war and to win the war. But they rather choose peace. Why? Because a peaceful man knows that war destroys, but peace creates, and peace builds. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And God is a creator. God is a creator. He's the creator of all things. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the what? And the earth. So every creator is a peaceful man. Every destroyer is a troublesome man. Are we together? And so when you see people trying to seek peace, when you see people trying to seek peace, when you see people trying to seek, trying to keep relationships intact, trying to maneuver around things to ensure that there is no crisis, there is no war. Some of the time some people may go as far as keeping quiet. Some may go as far as retreating. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some may go as far as avoidance, and many measures they take just to ensure that there's peace. It's not because they don't have the resources to go to war. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's actually because they have too much resources to go to war, and they would just bring the other party to rumbles. But they have chosen to create than to destroy. And that's why this is the attitude of God. at the blast of his nostril, he can destroy the whole earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? At the snap of his finger, he can destroy the whole earth. Are we together? But the Creator created the earth that was all messed up, and it's never his desire to take it back to the state it was before. That's why he even refused to curse Adam. He caused the ground for Adam's sake. Praise God, remember. He didn't cause the earth, he caused the ground for Adam's sake. Are you get what I'm saying? Which was the surface on which Adam said the earth is bigger than the ground. Are you get what I'm saying? Praise God forevermore. And so that's the father's attitude. Is an attitude of peace. It's an attitude of peace. And to be a peacemaker is to somebody who makes peace. That means to make peace means that actually there is no peace. The being God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and that was not only. And God said, there was no raw material on ground with which God would have created the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness upon the face of the earth. The raw materials that were on ground were all messed up. So God had to use his own raw material to create the earth, and that was what? The spoken word. That is the spoken word. And God said. Now, so a peacemaker is somebody that actually, there is no peace on ground, but he has to use raw materials of peace on the inside of him to do what? To create the peace he needs in his world, in his environment. That is why we've always understood that peace is not the absence of trouble. Is that not so? Because peace actually means that the trouble is there. If you look at the raw materials available to you, you will never get peace. But you look within and use the raw material within to create the peace you want. So that is why the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. They are not peaceful people, they are makers of peace. They create the peace they want. Mm. Are we together? God created the peace he wanted in Genesis chapter 1. He created the kind of earth he wanted. Are you getting what I'm saying? So as children of God, we are not supposed to be peaceful people, we're supposed to be peacemakers. Because if we are peaceful, we will get into troublesome environments. And because we are peaceful and we are not peacemakers, the troublesome environment may unsettle us and shake us. At the end of the day, we may not know when we lose our calm and lose our peace. Are we together? But we are not just meant to be peaceful, we are to be peacemakers. So not only are we a peacemaker, is somebody that is so peaceful that they cannot make peace out from him to the environment. He makes peace out from him. The peace is already in him, so he can make it physical. So no matter how troubled the environment is, are you getting what I'm saying? He can make the peace in the environment. That's why the Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker. Why? Because it's the nature of God. It's God's nature to make peace. God is not just only peaceful. God is not only God of peace. He is a God that makes peace. Are we together? Yeah. And when the earth was that form and void, God made the earth to be what it was. When man got into war with God, sinned against God, God made peace. There was no raw material for peace. Romans 5 verse 8, for God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There was nothing, no raw material on the earth. There was no raw material in the relationship between God and man for peace to thrive between God and man. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
So God had to make the peace from himself. And that's why he sent his own son. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. A peacemaker brings peace from inside, not from his environment. Now, the reason why we have a lot of troubled families, troubled homes, I'm talking about Christian homes, are you getting what I'm saying? Christian businesses, churches, the reason why we have a lot of troubled, you know, every of these is because actually Christians are looking for peace in their environment. And you will never find peace in your environment. You make the peace you want in your environment. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because no matter how peaceful an environment is, from time to time, trouble will bring up his head. Now, if you don't have peace on the inside of you, if you don't have the raw material of peace on the inside of you, you would flow with the environment and you cannot make the peace you want. Are we together?
Yes.
You make the peace you want. And you see, a peacemaker is somebody who loves peace. So because he loves peace, he automatically sees himself just make peace. He doesn't struggle to make peace because he's a lover of peace. Have you noticed that something that you love to do, you just flow doing it? Are we together? I love to teach the word of God. So I don't struggle teaching the word of God. I just flow doing what? Teaching the word of God. Are we together? Now, so a peacemaker is one who loves peace. Is one who is in love with peace. So because he's in love with peace, he just flows making peace. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then, a peacemaker is somebody who knows how to pacify situations. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One who knows how to pacify situations. Now, some of the time, when you are pacifying, it's not because you are wrong. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you pacify a baby to eat, put a pacifier in the baby's mouth, it's not because you are wrong that the baby is hungry. You get what I'm saying? It's only natural for the baby to be hungry, and you are preparing the meal for the baby. You are not wrong, as it were. Are we together? But just to make sure that peace reigns, you pacify. Praise God forevermore. And to pacify, some of the time, is one of the most difficult things to do, especially when you know you are right. Are we together? When you know you are right, to pacify is difficult when you know you are right. But it takes this nature of God to what? To make peace. Are we together? To make peace. Not just to be peaceful. Not just to have peace. It's not enough to just have peace in you. It's not enough to be peaceful, to be full of peace. You must go further to what? To make that peace become a reality in your environment, in your society, wherever you are. Are we together? Yes. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so, you see, it's important for every child of God to understand that this is the attitude that we all have in Christ. But we must make it happen. Are we together? We're going to go into troublesome situations. We're going to go into heated situations. We're going to go into a situation where you are meant to exercise your right, but at that time, exercising your right will look like it's wrong. Are you getting what I'm saying? And then you make peace. You make peace. I have learned by experience that making peace always makes you the winner. Even though sometimes it makes you look like the loser initially, you always win at the end of the day. You know, the man of God once told me, said, who is more mature between both parties? The other party is wrong. And you come and apologize. You're talking about spouses. You come and apologize. Say, who is both mature? Who's more mature? Say, the one who apologizes that is mature. He said, because you are right, yes, but for you to make the environment peaceful, you apologize just to make peace. You are mature at the end of the day. The Bible says, he that troubleth his own house, the book of Proverbs, shall inherit the wind. And when you talk about troubling your own house, it doesn't necessarily mean that you won't always create the trouble. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. People can bring trouble into your house. And as a leader of your house, if you cannot make the peace you want in the house, or because of you trying to be right, you will inherit the wind. So at all cost, you make the peace. Are we together? There are times you swallow your pride to make the peace. There are times you behave like you don't know what is happening to make the peace. There are times you ignore things to make the peace. It's all about applying wisdom. Why? Because peace, more often than not, will not be in the environment for you. But you have to make it from inside to manifest outside. Are we together? And the Bible says you are blessed for doing that. So children of God, we have peace. We are peaceful. Jesus is our peace. He's called the Prince of Peace. Since we have Jesus on the inside of us, we have what? Peace. He's a Prince of Peace. But let's not end at having the Prince of Peace in us. Let's start manifesting the Prince of Peace in our societies, in our families, in our environments, in our communities. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Number one, the honor that is due to us for what? Being peacemakers. I see some people who feel that getting things all scattered is a way to show that you are strong. At the end of the day, you discover that somebody said something once. He said, have you not seen the lion? How many years does he live? He said, the lion lives only about, I can't remember how many years. He said, the lion lives. He said, but look at the tortoise. It will be going slow, 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 slow. When you try to get offenses at it, what do you do? To take his head inside the shell. Take his leg inside the shell. And just seek peace inside the shell. Say, but look at the tortoise. Say, lion will be aggressive, fighting everybody, shouting, roaring everywhere. Say, but the lion is about just 15 years or whatever. Say, but look at the tortoise. Tortoise that will walk slow, slow. When you try to become offensive to it, to take his inside the shell, just seek peace, so it doesn't want to. Say, look at them, they live to 100 years old. Say, we're not saying you should not be aggressive. We're not saying you should not fight for your right. But you should know when to be peace, when to bring her the peace. It's not every matter that you do lion for. Some people have done lion. At the end of the day, they went untimely grave. Are you getting what I'm saying? You should know as a child of God when to what? pacify situations. You know, as a child of God, when to bring the Prince of Peace inside of you and make him manifest physically. You should know the words to use that will calm the environment, that will remove the tension from the environment. Because at the end of the day, when things go wrong, I don't know if that is Christians they hold responsible.
Yeah.
We are the ones they hold responsible. They will never hold other people responsible. Especially in my country, all the Christians in this country, the next thing here is all the Christians. Now, every small thing, all the Christians. Because we are the light. And they expect us to shine. You know, it's painful that you see that they will kill some Christians in the northern part of the country and then they would want us not to react. It's so painful. I know that these things are painful. But you see, peace comes at a high cost. It costed Jesus his blood, the whole of his blood, his pains, and his life to bring peace between man and God. Peace will cost us a lot. But at the end of the day, the Bible says, Jesus, knowing the glory ahead of the cross, despise the cross, despise the shame. Are we together? When you are trying to be a peacemaker, you go through shame. To be like, going to you go through shame. But the end of it is always glorious. Much the glory for being a peacemaker is far exceeding than what the shame that you go through for what seeking to be a peacemaker. Bible says, blessed are the peacemaker. What? Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children. Why are they called the children of God? Because God is Shalom. The God of all peace is the God that was right, yet chose to make peace between him and man. Man was wrong. That is the God we serve, and that is the God we must reflect on a daily basis. I know these are not easy words, but there's a blessing in doing this. And I pray the Lord will help us to be peacemakers every day we live, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We are praying and asking the Lord, Lord, I receive grace to be a peacemaker, to create the peace that is needed in my environment, in my family, in my society, wherever I am.
Father,
you are talking to the Lord this moment. Father, I receive grace to thank you, Lord God Almighty. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we bless and appreciate you. We give you praise and glory. We give you honor and thanks. Give you thank you for your word to us. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you for granting us wisdom and understanding. Say be glorified in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you for the grace and the enablement to be peacemakers, to create the peace that is needed in our environment, in our societies, in our families, in our places of work. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. We give you your blessings upon us. We give you your blessings upon us. We give you your command, blood of your blood, Lord. We pray this well with us in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, and till eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana, you can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.